Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you. Father, we thank you for allowing us this time to be on this line. Father, we ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word tonight. We thank you for the seeds of this word falling on good ground and growing, oh, Father. In Jesus' name, you said faith cometh by hearing and by hearing your word. So, Father, we thank you for this word tonight, building up your people's faith on this line. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to steal from the word tonight. We thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, which begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune into our entire church service live by calling in on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Also, write in those prayer requests to our website. That's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in January, which will be January 14th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and we will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. And we're linked with that email, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also use our P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings. So if you're doing so, please feel free to continue to do that. It is now time for our testimonies. Please just try to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Susie. You prayed for me in the coming of the new year. The Lord, this morning at 12 o'clock, I woke up from a sleep, and he told me to get into my word. I prayed for myself and my family and over my household. I actually went through the declaration from the church, and then I went into my word, and he led me to 2 Samuel, and he was telling me where I went wrong in my walk and how I misstorted my disappointment and went down wrong path because of disappointment or hurt and pain. And he was talking to me for 6 hours, from midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning, and I feel so close to him right now. My day has been amazing. I feel this light, like a warm hug that's just exuding out of me. And I actually know where my next steps are. Like, he's walking me through my path and talking to me at this point. And I just want to thank God that he heard your prayer in my heart. And I want to thank you for being a follower and being able to help me get my prayer out to him. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Chawanda. I just want to thank God. I would say about an hour ago, I was driving home, and a car actually almost hit me. But God blocked it. He stopped it. And I just want to praise God for his protection and protecting me and my baby. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Jesse. This is Jesse. I want to thank God for the prayer line. I want to thank God for letting me and my family make it to 2024. And I just thank God for my church family. And I just thank God for, thank God for you, Pastor, for the prayer line and for your prayers. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, this is Michelle.
Okay.
And I just wanted to thank you very much. On New Year's Eve, I was just in a very bad place of despair and struggling a lot. I was not able to get onto the prayer line due to some family issues. And the next day I was talking and I with Tamara, with Sister Tamara, and she shared with me that you had prayed over me on the prayer line, and she was able to send me the recording, and my whole day changed after that. And the despair that I was feeling is lessened tremendously, and I just feel comforted and supported by the community, by God, by you. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for your prayers.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just thank God for the 2024 year of having me with good health and strength and wisdom and knowledge. And I thank you so much, Pastor, for praying for me, for the journey that I've been going on through you with prayer and through God. And I just thank God. I thank God for the church. I thank God for all he's done for me of all the years coming into the 2024.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Penny. I just want to thank God for coming into the new year. And that the shut-in, even though we were not together in one place, we were in our own homes. I just thank God that you were able to get on the prayer line. God had you to get on the prayer line and pray. And so we were on that line and brought the new year in. I mean, so many people was on that prayer line. So I just thank God. And you know who you are. We were all on that line. And you came in after the prayer. You said, it's New Year. Happy New Year. And so I just thank God that he allowed you to do that, because we know that the times that you go into a shut-in is really, truly a shut-in. It's shut down. There's no nothing. So, but God did allow you to get on a prayer line and pray for the saints and stuff. And so I just thank God for you, Pastor Smith. I thank God for this ministry and everyone in this ministry. You guys are part of my family. You know my journey, and I know your journey, and we are all seeking out God and desiring to be in heaven with him one day. So I just thank God. Amen.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Sister Tamara. I just want to piggyback on everyone's testimony in reference to just God and what he's doing and bringing us all into 2024 in our right mind and being able body. I just thank God for that. I thank God for having a pastor who's obedient to his word. And when he called the fast, she did not hesitate to be obedient to it. And I thank God for all the prayer warriors who were on the line, who were steadfast in their word and having their Bible close in hand during this time of us going into this new year. And I just thank God for ushering in blessings for our pastor and giving her blessings that will overtake her in this year and going forward as well. And as she is blessed, we will all be blessed. So I thank God for him going from the top, which is her, and just continuing to bless her. So I thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for the Word. I thank you for this new and fresh season, this new year. And tonight, God, for us being on this prayer line, and you allowing us to be in the land of the living. So many didn't make it to this new season. But thank you for your mercy that you allowed us to be on this line. We do not take it for granted. And God, we thank you and we glorify you. And our eyes is on you as never before. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verses 4 and 5. And Acts 17, verses 24 and 25. Again, Ezekiel 37, verse 4 and 5. Acts 17, verses 24 and 25. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is concerning speaking the word, declaring the word over your new season. You're in a new season, and it's time for you to open up your mouth and speak God's word over your new season. And the things that has within last season, disappointment, sickness, disease, failures, wounds, all the difficulties that you encounter in the old year, it's time to speak life by the commands of God's word over your new season. We're in a new season. And this word is to confirm that the power of God, the command of his word by his voice, will use your words according to the Bible. I'm not talking about your natural words. According to the Bible, the command of his word, he will anoint his word when it comes out of our mouth. When we speak it by faith and obedience, these are the criteria, faith and obedience, faith and obedience. It creates what the word said, faith and obedience. Disobedience, it doesn't work. He said, you will in obedience, you shall eat the good of the land. Faith and obedience always work. It comes together, it's in unity, it's in agreement. And faith and obedience, when you speak the word, it creates. It brings things into development. It creates. So the things that you encounter last year, faith and obedience, you must get this, faith and obedience. When you speak the word, not something from your own natural ability, your own flesh, your own will. I'm talking about the word of God. As he leads you to speak his word, faith and obedience working together, it creates, it develops, it designs, it produces, it fashions, it makes things come into the existence. You're going to see by the word of God. We're going to begin with Ezekiel 37, verses 4 and 5, please.
And it reads, again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into ye, and ye shall live.
I want you to get this scene in your mind tonight, in your mind's eye. In this particular word, the scene was destruction. It was no growth. There was no protection. The nation was finished. It was over with. It was totally destruction, total destruction. No growth, no protection, finished, over with. Ezekiel, a man of God, God spoke to the man of God, and he spoke to him and gave him instructions to prophesy to that condition that was full of destruction, no growth, no protection, everything was over with. And so many people went through that type of lifestyle in 2023. No growth, no protection, loss, failure, sickness, disease, wounds, family uproar, all kinds of ailments, all kinds of destructive things. Many people went through those things in 2023. And this is the scene right in this word. God was interested in restoration and revival. And so he commanded this man, gave him instruction by his word. Out of this man's mouth, God anointed his word to speak over the condition of the bones. It was instruction from the mouth of God. And as this man came into the obedience through faith, you're going to see what happened. He said, the Lord said, I will give a word. This word came from God. It was a guaranteed word of restoration and revival according to what God's will. You must get this, saints of God, for this new year, because so many people hold on to the old things and old wounds, the old sickness, the old disease, the old calamity, the old failure, the old loss, bad things, things in calamity, all that old stuff. But this is what God will for this nation, to be restored, to be revived. And God gave a word that was going to be guaranteed. This man had to follow the instruction of what God commanded him to do by faith, because he was already an obedient servant. And so God, by his spirit, anointed his word. What does the anointing do? Breaks yokes and bring life, bring restoration. The anointing of God destroys yokes, bring forth new life, revive, restore. It's the anointing that does it. It wasn't that man. He just was following the commands of God in faith and obedience. He believed what God had spoke to him to do, but he had lined up in alignment with obedience. This is for real, thanks of God. So many people think that they can speak a word and do just whatever they want to do, however they want to do, and think it's going to create. It's not going to create. The Bible said, Isaiah 119, if you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land. Obedience caused things to be created in your life. And God said to him to prophesy to the bones. Tell the bones to listen to the word of the Lord. This man had to speak to some dead bones to tell those bones to listen to what God is telling you out of my mouth. He said, tell these bones, speak to these bones, say to them, I'm going to put breath into you and bring you back to life. God wants to bring things back to life again. So this man did exactly as God has commanded, and you can read on how the bones came subject to the command of the word of God, and they got connected, and life and spirit came into the bones. What am I saying tonight? If you are a man or woman of faith and walking in obedience, you can prophesy God's word as he speaks to you. And what does the word of God, what prophecy does? You visualize it by faith that it shall happen. You look for it by faith. You prepare for it by faith. Why? Because you know that thing's going to happen, because it's a guarantee, because it's from God's word. You plan on it. You visualize it. You wait for it. You look for it. And by faith, you see it coming. That's what I've been doing for years, by faith. But you have to line up with obedience. And when you are in alignment with the word of God, in obedience, and you begin to speak those things over failure, over loss, over sickness and disease, over those things that has wounded you, over those pains, over those ailments in your body, over the destruction that Satan has over your family, over your career, over the things you lost financially. I'm talking about life journey, saints of God. The word of God creates and it brings things into the existence. But you have to line up and you have to be in a place of faith and obedience for things to happen, for things to be conceived, for things to be established, for things to be set up, for things to come to pass, for things to give birth, for things to be accomplished. This is for real. And people need to begin to teach this word by the word of God, not cherry picking the word because they want some offering or they want the church to be filled. And people living a life that's full of disease. Sin is disease, saints of God. Being out the will of God is disease. It's an ailment. And the only one can cure sin is Jesus and his precious blood and repentancy. And when you line up with the word, that's why some people go through the same thing over and over in life. And I'm telling you, it's for real. I had to learn it the hard way. Thank God I had a Joseph in my life. My pastor was a Joseph. What am I saying, a Joseph? My pastor has a spirit where anyone connected to that pastor, as God prepared them to come forth in deliverance, the process of sanctification, the process of walking upright, the process of aligning up to the word of God. Everyone in that church was blessed because of my pastor's prayer. I was blessed. My life was not aligned up. My life was not in a way that was pleasing to God. But I was connected to the source. And because of being connected to the source, God had mercy. And what did that mercy do? It caused a godly sorrow to fall upon me. And the spirit of repentance came upon me. You cannot repent unless the Lord God draws you into repentance. Some people say they can repent on their own. It's not scripture. You cannot repent on your own. Godly sorrow work is repentancy. Mean the Lord God has to go in and touch your heart. He has to draw your spirit. And when your spirit get broken and contrite, the spirit of God will cause you to come into repentance. You yourself cannot do it. It takes the Holy Spirit to draw you into godly sorrow. That's why so many people, they fall away. They're not godly sorrow. They keep doing the same over and over, backsliding, up, down, in, out, back, all kind of cycles, not godly sorrow. But once the Spirit of God touch your heart, circumcise your heart, and give you a heart of flesh, the spirit of true repentance will work. That happened with all believers. But until then, that's where mercy and grace kick in. And thank God for holy men and women that's really on the walls, who's really walking upright, who's really is a true seeker of God, who's really standing in the gap. The Lord bless. The Lord, it's scripture, the Lord bless. Moses stood in the gap for rebellious people. And they were blessed because he was a true intercessor. And this is what God is saying in this word. This man was walking in faith. He was obedient. God gave him a word and say, I command you to prophesy to this death that's around you, this destruction that's around you, this area that's finished, over with. I'm going to use your mouth as a mouthpiece to speak my word over this condition. And I'm going to anoint the word that comes out of your mouth. He was obedient to the command and instruction of God. God put breath and spirit into the bones, which brought forth life. The bones was energized. The bones came to life, and they began to function again. I'm talking about your life tonight. You can speak a word. I don't care how the disparity was last year. I don't care about the loss. If you're walking in obedience tonight, the Spirit of God will anoint you to speak over those things that need to be in a place that produce to be built again, to be reconstructed, to be established, to be organized, to go into a place that life come forth, to be assembled by God. And what happened? The word of prophecy caused things to happen. It caused things to come. By faith you see it. By faith you see it coming. By faith you prepare for it. Just like Sister Cece, when she was going through and it looked like she was not going to get that place, the Lord prophesied a word to Sister Cece. You are going to get a place. And what did God have me to do? By faith, to bless her and encourage her, stop packing. Just start packing. Had me to bless her first, then say, start packing. Start packing. See it by faith. Visualize it by faith. Look for it by faith. Plan on it by faith. And what happened? It came to pass. Same with Sister Tulunda. Same with people that God has prayed for jobs for. See it by faith. Plan on it by faith. Visualize it by faith. Prepare for it by faith. Look for it to happen in your future by faith. So what happened? When you're obedient, you're in faith, those things that came and opposed your life last year, I'm encouraging you, if you're obedient, you're in faith, and God give you a word, begin to prophesy over that thing. Begin to speak the word over that thing. That God bring life to that thing. That God bring birth for something new to be established in your life. That God cause accomplishment. That God assemble those things and make those things happen. That God bring those things into a place where they're set up by him, meaning he brings it to pass, he give birth to it. That it will what? Take effect. Why? Because he's God. And he moves through the commands of his word to those that's in faith and obedient. Acts 17, 24 and 25, please.
And it reads, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needing anything, seeing he giveth to life all and breath all and all things.
This is the power of God. See, God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and the Lord of the earth. He's the Lord of heaven, and he's the Lord of the earth, and does not live in man-made temples. I constantly tell he lives within us. We just come together and gather together in a building to worship the Lord, but he lives in us. We are the building that God lives in. He does not live in man-made temple. He lives inside of us. We come together, together, and to worship and to serve the Lord. These pastors and evangelists and apostles, whatever they call their by name, it's just deceiving the people to make money and to build more buildings. But God said, I don't live in man-made temples. I live in you. I dwell in you. Nor does he need anything that we can that can be supplied by the working of his hand. Since he himself gives life and breath and everything else. God is the one that gives life and he gives breath to bring those things to pass as he did in the book of Ezekiel. He gives life, he gives breath, he reproduces, he brings things into the existence because he's the God of heaven, he's the God of earth, he made everything, and when he wants something to live, he will command his word, he will have you to come in order, and if you're in a spirit of order, meaning obedient, he will place his word in your mouth, in your heart, and have you to speak a word over that condition that look lifeless, destruction, that look as though it is finished. The word of God creates. It brings things into the existence. It causes things to happen. It conceives. It's established. So what am I encouraging you tonight? Stop worrying about the devil. God is in control of the heaven and the earth. Stop worrying about what people is trying to do to you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Romans 8:28 said, all things work together for the good for those that love God, that are called according to his purpose. When you are called according to God's purpose, I don't care what demons, I don't care what devils, I don't care how they try to slander, I don't care how they try to stop you. Can't be done. Cannot work. Will not work. God is the God of heaven and earth, and he's called you for a purpose. You're going to fulfill that purpose in the land of the living. And he makes sure that it happened on this journey called life. So I don't worry about the devil. God knows who's in charge. God is in charge. Yes, the enemy throws out the weapons, fiery darts. But he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. Doesn't mean that it's not going to be formed. Doesn't mean it's not going to be sent out. But the word of God says it shall not prosper. Why? He's the God of heaven. He's the God of earth. He created the devil. But if you are made by the hands of God, which we are, you were made for a purpose. You're not going to die. You're not going to leave this earth until that purpose is fulfilled if you're walking in obedience. I don't care how many demons come against you. I don't care how many diagnoses they say. I don't care how many times it looks like you're not going to come out and you're going to fail. You're not going to fail. It's not going to be over with till God says so. Why fret? When God says, I'm the God of heaven, and I'm the God of the earth, I made everything, and everything must obey his commands, thanks to God. All things work together for the good, for them that are called of God, for his purpose. If you call for a purpose in the earth, I don't care what the assignment is, that Satan designed will not work, cannot work, shall fail. Why? Because you called for a purpose by God. It worked throughout the scripture. All the apostles, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Many things will come, but the weapons did not work. Why? They had a purpose to fulfill. You have a purpose to fulfill. If you in faith and obedience, you have a purpose to fulfill. And God is on your side tonight. And if God have given you a command to speak a word over your condition for this season, I encourage you tonight to speak a word of prophecy from the word of God, not from your flesh, from the word of God. Why? Because the word of God said it's settled in heaven already. The word is settled in heaven already. It's already settled in heaven. He just anoint your mouth to speak what he says. He says the grass will far fade, but the word of God, it stands forever, forever, forever. He upholds everything by his word. The earth is held up by his word. God is in control this night because his word is upholding everything by his power, saints of God. All I'm encouraging you to do is have faith and walk in obedience. Until then, you get somewhere under good leadership. Whoever you are, get somewhere under good leadership. Get somewhere else where you're covered in intercessory prayer through true men and women of God. As you line up with the scripture, as you go through the process of sanctification set apart by God, as you get in a place of deliverance, as you get in a place where you separate unto God, get somewhere and be faithful in those areas until your body, mind, spirit lines up in obedience. And then you can speak the word over your own life, yourself. Because you're obedient to God. It's not about a title. It's about obedience. You're obedient to God. And he will command you to speak a word over your own situation. You don't need no person. You have God for yourself. That's the power of God, saints of God. That the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharpening any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine of son, the soul, the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God knows everything. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. He is the word, saints of God. So I'm encouraging you tonight. God give you a word, and you believe in faith, and you walk in obedience. Whatever God tells you to speak over that situation, if I were you, I would open up my mouth and begin to prophesy by the command of God and let the Spirit of God anoint those words, and that his word, being anointed, will bring life to that situation, will bring growth to that situation, will bring protection to that situation, will bring help to that situation, longevity to that situation, will cause you to be in a space of alert, for you are alert and the mental ability is just springs forth. Spirit of God has moved in such a way that he'll heal you from all your old wounds. Why? Because you're in his plan, and he has a purpose for you, because he loved you with everlasting love. Do anyone have need of prayer before I close? Father, I thank you tonight for your word, for this is a season, God, a new season, an opportunity, God, that you desire for this season. And our lives to be created by your word for a change. If you said, you spoke to Ezekiel, to speak, follow my instruction, and I will breathe life into these bones where there was destruction, where there was no growth, There was no protection. Everything was finished. Father, the command of your word brought forth life, and the bones stood up. Because Ezekiel had faith on what God had commanded him to do, and he was in obedience. And there was an outcome. It was effective. Father, I thank you tonight for your people, that the Spirit of God will overrule disobedience tonight. Your word said, if we are willing and obedient, that we shall eat the good of the land. We know what we are doing. You know what we are doing. We are naked before you, Holy One of Israel. This is a new season. We're breathing. We have a new opportunity tonight. In this new season, a new chance to be developed, to grow, to be blessed, to see the plans of God move in our lives, to be healed of old wounds, for our blood system to be healed, for our wounds to be healed, for our cells to be healed, for new blood to come in and cause us to move in health, for our families that's dysfunctioning. And it's the Bible. Jacob had dysfunctional sons, but because he obeyed God, he lived to see things fall in order because of his obedience. Father, I thank you for dysfunctional families, for children that's out of order. And some of them are adults, out of order, that obedient mother and father, that parent who's walking in obedience, will stand believing that son and that daughter will come in order. You said in Acts 17:25, everything belonged to you. You also say in the book of Acts, if we believe in Jesus, our house would be saved. Somebody need to be saved in that house, God. But if both parents or nobody's saved, the children are saved, the foundation is on sinking sand. On sinking sand. The whole house will fall apart. Father, there's some home. The children not saved. Father not saved. The mother's not saved. The house is dysfunctional. It's falling apart. Have mercy tonight, God. Draw those homes, God, that someone will receive Jesus, Lord. John 6:44, they cannot be drawn unless you draw them, Father. I ask tonight, God, that you draw someone a part of that family so they can intercede for someone to get delivered, for the home to be delivered. You desire none perish, but all come into repentance. That's your will and that's your word, God. And God, I know that our believers that's in faith and in obedience, Father, this night you deal with them. And only you can reveal to your servants, God, what to speak over their situation, what word to be placed over that place that need to come into new life, that the Spirit of God need to reproduce, that the Spirit of God need to bring restoration, that the Spirit of God is the only one can come forth and bring reestablishment, bring a new birth, give new life, bring accomplishment, bring forth healing, bring things to pass that fell apart. Design things and fashion things to be developed and to come into existence. And Father, I thank you tonight. This is your word. We're in a new season. We're in a new place, God. And I thank you for greater your faithfulness. Father, I thank you for ministering to the need of the lady that Kenny prayed for in the hospital, where the doctor has given up on her. And God, I thank you that your word has gone to her, that the Spirit of God will cast out the spirit of death and give this woman new life. By faith, God, give her new life, Jesus. Give her new life, God. It's not over till you say so, Father. Even though a doctor may see many things on the x-ray or through the blood, you're the one that bring life. Have mercy on this lady, God, and give her life. I thank you for the spirit and the mercy of God to move over the migrants, God. Thousands of migrants, oh God, need help. Have mercy tonight, God, for them and their children that need shelter, that need food. Have mercy tonight, Father. I ask for mercy, God, that your mercy reach out to them tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of mercy move over families that's falling apart, God. That the healing virtues of Jesus move and allow your spirit, God, to go in and touch someone and draw them, God, so the household can be saved from destruction, from suicide, from mental distress, from loss. But they're so full of themselves and so selfish, God. They love sin. It's only for a pleasure. We need to fall in love with our Creator, the great I Am. Father, I thank you for moving supernaturally. I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus to bring new life to our bodies, to energize our bodies. You created the bodies, God, to heal itself. Father, I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus to go into that place where medicine cannot do it, where surgery cannot do it. The great physician, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. God called this body, our bodies, to get in a place, God, where it will be restored and revived for the new year on this journey. I ask you to minister to the needs of the senior citizen, God. There are so many in this hour as never before that need you, God, for their security, for their safety. Their sufficiency is in you, God. Sending loved ones and friends and people around them to bring reinforcement, to protect them, oh God, to keep them in this hour, Father. Keep them safe, God. Keep their dwelling safe, God. Minister to every need for them in Jesus' name. People in foreign countries, God, the underground church, have mercy tonight in Jesus' name. Open up a door of ministry to them as never before, Father. And I give you praise for it, and I give you thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
And
hallelujah.
The Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 516-02-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.